Blog Talk Radio.
About why you shouldn't tell how much money you have, even though it's not going to matter to some people. Some people are going to get their shine on no matter what. Some people are going to make sure that you know that they handle it because it's like a status symbol. It's like a way for them to feel like they're better than some people. And I'm only talking about a certain segment of the population. So let's get into it. Here it is, the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and I'm so glad to be here. Sunday morning, I gave myself a stretch up. It's actually Sunday afternoon now, isn't it? Well, isn't it? Well, we have to deal with this, with the matter at hand. And the matter at hand right now is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I am your host, Sun 752. And we're talking about the reason you shouldn't tell how much money you have. Some of y'all might be carrying a couple of hundred, maybe even a few thousand dollars on your person. I've known people to do it. Some people like to carry cash. One thing about carrying cash, especially nowadays, you better not let people know that you are carrying a lot of cash. Carrying cash breeds predatory behavior. When people know that you have it on you, they're going to try to get it from you. See, you can be a millionaire. You may be a billionaire, but one thing is for sure. You're never going to be able to steal $1 billion or $1 million off of a person. Not at gunpoint, not in any way except electronically. It's very hard to rob somebody of that amount of money. You have to get close to them. You have to have access. You have to sign papers, documents, show ID. There's a process involved in order to take that much money from an individual. You know, you would even a bank. Even banks don't have $1 million on hand at the bank. Now, maybe years ago they did. I'm not even sure, though. But now, even banks try to keep as less money in the vault or at a particular branch as possible, because they know that, you know, some people will get desperate and have gotten very good at robbing banks. So even a bank, if the bank don't even want you to know how much money they have, you know that on a personal level it's probably a good idea not to tell how much money you have. But we're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into all kinds of examples. We're going to get into all kinds of scenarios. We're going to talk for a minute. We're going to put it in. We're going to talk for a money. We're going to talk for a moment. Talk for a minute. Take a second to record in a minute to get in it. The Urban Therapy with Sun Show, baby. All up in your area. Okay, so. Carol Chamberlain is all up in the house. Good to see you, mi favorita. Mi favorita is all up in the house. It's Carol Chamberlain. And also Stacey White. Stacey White says, watching you waiting on my Instacart. Well, well, well. As we were talking about money, boom, bam. Boom, bam. Yeah. The reason that you shouldn't tell how much money you have. When you tell people how much money you have, When you tell your cousins, extended family members are very good at trying to get money from somebody. You know, we could just be watching TV. We could just be watching TV and a commercial might come up and you might see somebody that is a family member of yours on TV that you didn't know was doing their thing on TV, in the movies, in show business. You know, they might be the saxophonist for a popular jazz group. But soon as cousins see a cousin, wait a minute, that's my cousin. We used to spend the night over the house with each other. I didn't know that they was doing this. They going to make sure they get in touch with them. And they ain't looking for just, you know, tickets to the show. They're not looking for their next date. Yeah, all that's nice, but how much money you getting? What's that donation looking like? Can I do security for you? You know, I play the saxophone too. Clarinet, trombone, tuba. I play the triangle. Ding, 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 ding. You know you need a good triangleist in your group. Your group, I listen to y'all CD, man, and it sounds good. And I was thinking, the only thing missing from this jazz ensemble, only thing missing from your set is a triangleist. Ting, ting, ting. Ting, 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 ting. Ting, ting, ting. Ting, 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 ting. Ting, ting, ting. Ting, 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 ting. Ting, 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 ting. Ting, 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 ting. Yes. They going to try to... And I'm not, listen, hold. Don't think I'm getting down on cousins, because cousins are very important. Cousins are the life force. You know, if you grew up an only child, your cousins are who you had to lean on. Those are who you had to play with. Those are who you spent the night over with. Those are who protected you. Those are who you went to the movies with. You know, your cousin, your aunt, or your uncle, or both. That was your family. Those were your siblings. But at the same time, you know your cousins. Your cousins be looking for a piece of the pie. You got to pay to be my cousin. The older we get, maybe the closer we became, or we grew apart, and it was all your fault. But here's your chance to make up for it. I heard that you was a saxophonist in a jazz ensemble. Y'all running around here like y'all in Mo Betta Blues, and Flipper is the lead trumpeter. Flipper. Well, I played a triangle. You know I played the triangle and the xylophones. Oh, excuse me. You know, yeah, they ain't going to say it right. The xylophones. I played the xylophones. I could play the xylophones. Can you play the keyboard? No, but I can play the xylophones. Give me the little wooden stick with the little ball on it. with the little plastic ding 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 ding. Your cousin want to get put on because he know you getting money. How much you getting? How much you getting per gig, cuz? You doing well, man? You looking good. You looking good, man. I see you must be eating, man. You looking healthy. Your skin is clear. You know what I mean? You used to have yellow eyes, man. I remember, cuz. Remember when we used to call you turmeric eyes. It wasn't turmeric. We used to call you curry eyes. We used to call you curry eyes because they was real yellow, like you had jaundice. Remember, cuz? We used to call you jaundice eyes. I see you done cleared that up. You got an eye scraper or did you fix your liver? However it go, you looking good. You looking good, cuz. How much you get a gig? Can I play triangle? Can I play the xylophones? Ding, ding. Come on, cuz. Let me get in, man. Let me get in. What up, Care Bear? What up, Aunt Cookie the Crackhead? Wait a minute. This boy done went and changed his name to Aunt Cookie. Aunt Cookie the Crackhead. I love it. I love it. That's what's up. Alyssa Land, how you doing, Alyssa? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. Hey, Carol. O was looking for me yesterday. Heard he was playing the tape. I'm done. I'm out of here. Hey, y'all, peace. Peace. I can't do this show. I'm done. They got Aunt Cookie playing the tambourine. I'm Aunt Cookie came through. Hold up. I got some. Hold on. We're going to play Testament today. We're going to play today. Hold on. I got another maraca. Hold on. We got another maraca. We're going to play today. No. You done done it. Yeah. I cookie, the crackhead. Dance, I cookie. Jack Mayhoff. Jack Mayhoff, thanks for coming through, man. All right, this is what's up. This is a beautiful thing. This is a beautiful thing. Let's get it rocking. Let's get it popping, y'all. Let's get it popping. We got Aunt Cookie. She took over the show, and I don't even mind. STL Powerhouse Corso. What's up? He said, what's up? And what happened? It's all good. Now, the show today, you got me tripping. I don't believe he, I cookie, dance, I cookie, dance, baby, dance. Today, we're talking about the reason you shouldn't tell how much money you make. When you tell a person how much money you make, they're gonna try to get in your pockets. You're never going to be able to say that you're broke, even if you are broke. You're never going to really be able to get away with it because people are going to be like, no, I did your taxes. You know, let's talk about that for a second. A lot of people do not like their friends or relatives to do their taxes for them, even though they don't want to pay H&R Block or Jackson Hewitt to do their taxes, because they may have other things going on, working under the table, and all kinds of unverified or untaxed income that they have going on that they want to use as a tax write-off. And, you know, when you go to get your taxes done at a Jackson Hewitt or H&R Block, they really want to do the basics. If you want to get your business taxes done, you need to have an accountant, because they know exactly how to structure things so you won't be having to pay back a lot at the end of the year, or instead of getting a couple of dollars back. So shout out to everybody out there who has a regular 9-to-5 job and also gets their hustle on, and, you know, so they can actually get a tax refund, maybe, or at least won't have to write a big fat check to the IRS because, you know, made a little bit of money later. But people don't want their coworkers or their friends or their family members or anybody that really knows them to see how much money they make. They don't want to. You don't want to show that W-2 form. Nah, I don't want to show the W-2 form to nobody in it. I don't want to show the W-2 form to anybody that I know, because then they'll spread the word. Well, you know, he's making six figures, and I don't mean the low six figures. He's making the big six figures. He's making the big six. It happens. So, you know, you may sacrifice having to pay an accountant or somebody a little bit more money that you don't know. So your future is not full of having to write checks, having to make donations, having to explain how come you can't participate, or how come you can't give a little bit more than what people want you to give, because they know how much money you make. You know how it goes. You know how it goes. What up, Best DB? What up, Best DB? What's good? All right. This is a good thing. Carol Chamberlain says, I don't want my family knowing about my finances. Because you know how family are. You know how they are. They're going to try to get a couple of dollars. You can't be mad at them. You love your peoples. But you know how some family members get over a couple of dollars. You know how some family members can get over just a couple of dollars. It could be a few hundred dollars. And don't let it be a few thousand dollars, because the word thousand sends off a certain signal in some people's heads. And it means steal, take, scheme, plot. That's all they hear. I heard $1,000 or more. Scheme, steal, plot, take, steal, scheme, plot, steal, take, plot, scheme. I gotta find me a way to get close to the situation so I can take away the situation. And what the situation is, it's about the money, and I gotta have a lot of it. It ain't funny. I know a lot of people want to have a couple of dollars. And I know it, if they come around, I'm a holler. Anna, if I had as much as you had, then I would give a lot more. But I'm about to take more from you because you got a lot to give. And I'm going to get it back when I get back on my feet, kid. But right now, I got to take away a couple of bones. You know, some of the things you own. These are some of the reasons you shouldn't tell people how much money you have. These are just some of the reasons that you shouldn't tell people how much money you have, because they will try to take it away. Whatever somebody has given you, they might try to take it away. So yeah, the taxes thing. You know what? How about this? I don't want the IRS. You know, we're talking about not wanting our friends family members and people who are close to us knowing how much money we make. I don't want the IRS knowing how much money you make. You know how they do. They don't even ask for the money. They take the money. Yeah, every working person that has a 9-to-5, they can't even negotiate or get around the IRS. Like, your taxes are already taken out. You need to file, put in your W. What do you call it? The 10W, the 40, 1040. For some reason, I think I'm talking about motor oil. You know what I'm talking about? The thing that you have to fill out when you get a job and, you have to put your tax information on there so they know how much money to take out for taxes when you get paid. What is it? W4? WD40? No. 5W40? What is it? Castor? Your Pennzoil? Quaker Steak? What is it? What am I talking about? Yeah, you know what I mean? Carol says they be wanting to borrow if they see what I have. Yes, they do. And they'll have no problems, trying to get it from you if they know you have it. And especially if they know that you have enough to whereas you won't miss it if they take a long time paying back, if they ever intend to pay it back in the first place. What up, my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see you, my brother. And No Sage, No Sage says they have $3. That's what's up. No, the W-2 is what you file your taxes with. I'm talking about the tax form that you fill out when you get the job. Before you get your paycheck, the thing you, what is it, 1040? I think it's a 1040, depending on how much money you make. 1040? Rebecca Town says, hey, how are you feeling today? I'm feeling like a real man should. And she says, you look good, handsome man. I appreciate that. Appreciate it. You got engaged yesterday? That's great. Oh, the I-9. Yes, the I-9. But not everybody fills out an I-9. Some people, they have different forms. We're just going to leave it at that. But it's a good look. It's a good look. But yeah, if we could keep the IRS from knowing how much money we make, that would be a beautiful thing because they get all of the money, don't pay anything back. People be running around here like, yeah, I got my tax return. I got my refund. Yeah. I'm like, that's like having somebody hold your money for the whole year and then them giving you just a little bit back. And you're not getting what they kept. So there's nothing to be, it's nothing to jump up and down and shout and scream and be happy about. But I guess we have to take what we can get, and that's exactly what we do. But yeah, if we could keep the IRS from knowing how much money that we make, that would be a lovely thing. You know what else? You know what some other people that we would like not to know how much money we make? All my fathers out there, child support. Yeah, baby, child support. You wanted to be out there sticking and moving. Yeah, she ain't never gonna ever leave because I put a baby up in her belly. She ain't never gonna leave me ever because I put a baby up in her belly. She ain't never gonna leave because I put a baby right up in her belly. I was feeling good when I was doing it. It was feeling great when I was doing it. That's my baby mom forever. I can always come back to her. And we gonna get back together. I bet you wish she didn't know how much money you made now. Because even though you might be more than willing to financially provide for your child, I bet you wasn't willing to provide the number that they gave you. The number that the state said you got to pay. The number that the county said that you have to pay. You would do anything for them not to know how much money you make. Some of y'all have quit your jobs so that child support wouldn't know how much money you make. Yeah, you may have kept the agreement, the original agreement, but you ain't tell. I know people who have done it. It ain't right. I'm not advocating for them, but I know men who have quit jobs just so they could start the whole child support thing over again because it was starting to get too much for them. Let's say you make $3,000 a month. Child support is telling you that you should give up $800. You like $800? That's almost one quarter of what I make. How am I going to pay my rent? They don't care. How am I going to pay my car? They don't care. How am I going to pay my bills? They don't care. You got to take care of these kids over here. They don't care how about how much money that you need to keep for yourself and all of your wealth. You better start cutting a little bit of grass. You better stop running up in random ass. You better do a little better in your life because you made about a bunch of babies with no wife. And that means that you can't collect and you are getting your money taken with no respect. Child support. Bet you don't want child support to know how much money you make. Remember when Nas, the rapper Nas, remember when his ex-wife Khalees was asking for $50,000 a month for child support? Child support. I don't even think that was alimony. It was like child support. Like, are you crazy? What child needs? Nas, Nasir Jones, the rapper, grew up in Queensbridge Projects in New York City, Queens, New York. West Side. What child would he raise that would need $50,000? I'm not saying that the child should grow up in the projects. Hell no. Shout out to him and all the other rappers and all the other entertainers and basketball players like Ron Artest. All of the roses that grew out of the cement from Queensbridge Projects and any of the other poor, uneducated, destitute areas in the United States. Shout out to all of them, everybody who made it. But one thing they understand is that they can make it with very little. So I would imagine that they would raise their children to be able to do the same thing. So although we have a lot, we have access, but let's not act like we have excess. We have access, but let's not act like we have excess. She wanted $50,000 and was getting it for a while. He fought it and fought it and fought it. And you know, it makes a man look bad when it looks like he doesn't want to pay as much for child support than what the court asks. But sometimes it's ridiculous. Even P. Diddy, and I don't have no love for P. Diddy, but what he was paying in child support was like, and you know, P. Diddy was quick to put his kids, put his businesses in his kids' names. And I'm sure he used that as leverage in court. So he could have been paying a whole lot more. But he definitely went for the generational wealth thing. And I can't be mad at that. And I won't be mad at that. And all that other shit that he does, I don't know. In a little while, we're going to talk about celebrities that are always telling how much money they have or how much money they made and all of that kind of stuff. But right now, let's take this walk. Let's take a little walk. Let's see what y'all are talking about out here. See what y'all talking about out here. Eddie, I want half. Yeah, remember he said that? Fab Fest, what's going on? Thanks for coming on through. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Can I get a few likes? Hit the like button, share the show, subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Thank y'all for coming through. All right. So, yeah, You don't want child support knowing how much money you make. And if you have been married and divorced, you probably don't want your ex. You probably don't want your ex-spouse knowing how much money you make. And that goes for men and women, because there are a lot of women out here who are very successful these days. I'm sure I don't have to tell brothers that. I know you see it. You know, these strong, black, independent women. Strong, black, independent women. Strong, black, independent women. The kind of pretty that you're swimming. I said strong, black, independent women. I said strong, black, independent women. I said strong, black, independent women. Look good, fine body. Love to go swimming in them. Some of these strong, black, independent women have married men who didn't have as much money as they had. And they didn't understand that when you get divorced, regardless of infidelity, regardless of the reasons that you got divorced, the court looks at things in a very equal way. Like, yeah, he cheated, but that doesn't disqualify him from being eligible for alimony. Mary J. Blige. It just doesn't. Who else? Who are some famous, strong, black, independent women that had wealth, real money? Did Mariah Carey have to pay Nick Cannon? She had a lot more money than Nick Cannon. I don't know, you know. And of course, there are prenuptial agreements. But I remember the whole thing with Mary J. Blige. It was a big thing because, you know, he was noted and known for cheating and all of that kind of stuff, but he was trying to get his money. He was like, them sad songs about to be for me. No more drama my ass. She was singing No More Drama. He was singing No More Commas. No More Commas. We got one comma, two comma, three. You know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, well, a lot of women who have had to pay alimony really wish that their exes didn't know how much money they make. Really wish that the divorce court didn't know how much money they made. You don't want them to know, and you sure would try to get around telling them if you could. And they have lawyers, and well, they do investigations. They will find out what your assets are looking like, and they will tax you and order you to pay accordingly. And if you don't pay it, you're back in court, and you risk being locked up. Shout out to all of the men out there and women, because I've known women who didn't pay child support and refused to pay alimony. You know, it's funny. It's funny how some women, you know, have called dudes, you know, you little bitch, you little pussy and all of that, because they had to pay them. Like, how you now you want, I feel like he pimping me. Here it is. He cheated on me and did all this kind of stuff, and I got to pay him. He's soft. He a bitch. All of that. He's all of that. And you got to write him a check every month. As a matter of fact, they don't trust you to write the check. It's coming right out of your income if they're able to do it. That's that big deduction from your pay. So, yeah, you got a good job. You got a good job. Your take-home pay would have been $5,000. Pretty good gig. But guess what? It's not $5,000. You're taking home $3,500 because you had to pay your spouse $1,500. And you tried to appeal it. Judge couldn't feel it. You tried to appeal it. Judge couldn't feel it. They said, yo, pull out the knot and start peeling. $1,500 a month for 15 months or longer. Ansel says, I would be mad if someone asked for money after the breakup. Yeah, well, if you get married, you're going to see. I'm not going to say that. because not all marriages end in an alimony agreement. But what this is about is for people who have money. It's not a good idea to go flashing your money around, letting people know how much money you make, if you know that there's a chance that one day you may not be connected to those people anymore. And you know, they already know how much you make. So you can't act like that you don't have it or whatever. And they'll find a way to get it from you. Shout out to all of my people out there who have ever been robbed by people that they know, whether it was family, friends, associates, just people, neighbors. If you've ever been stolen from, robbed, burglarized by people that you know, shout out to you. As a matter of fact, put that in the comments. If that has ever happened to you, let me know, because this happened to me. Let me put it this way. I have never been robbed or burglarized, and I have been robbed and burglarized way more times than I would care to have ever experienced in my life. But I've never been robbed or burglarized by anybody that I didn't know. Even if I didn't know them, I knew the person who set me up. Carol says, I've been stolen from by family. They'll do it. They'll do it. I hate to say it, because y'all know I hate to diss family. I hate situations where family is involved and they just aren't doing what family is supposed to do. Family will know how much money you make. They'll steal from you, and they'll feel entitled to steal from you. And if they are, they ain't really going to miss it, because they have it to give. I know how much money they make. They should have been given the money anyway. I wouldn't have to steal from them if they would just be a little bit more generous. I've heard people say that kind of shit. It's crazy. Stacey White says, I think that's real foolish when you was telling all of your business. People do it. Stacey also says, that sounds like something I would say. I got angry. But yep. Yeah. When you tell people how much money you, and sometimes you tell people how much money you have without telling them how much money you make. Oh yeah, I just spent $1,000 on this. I just spent $5,000 on this. Well, okay. That's the time when people going to be like, one chain, two chains, one piece, two piece, one ring, two rings, bracelet. And he says he just bought this, that. People will start counting your money for you right there in your pocket. You might not have any money in your pocket, but they counting it. And they decide, well, you don't need all of those things that you have. You don't need all of them. Some of those things you could sacrifice. I think you should donate some of them. And I'm going to help you donate them. Donation through theft. What do you think of that? Donation through theft. Sound familiar to anybody? Donation through theft. They're going to help you become more generous. They're going to help you become more altruistic. They're going to help you become more philanthropic. You're now a philanthropist. I help you become a philanthropist. You can thank me later. You are now a philanthropist. You have given away a significant amount of money, and you're going to continue to do so. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Y'all hit the like button. Share the show. Well, I only have 5 likes. Can I get one more like? Can I get one more like? I would appreciate it. I would appreciate it. It's not going to hurt you. You know what I mean? You're not going to sacrifice your ego or your pride. Nobody's going to get hurt. I mean, you know, you're not going to get nobody's going to send you an email asking for money or donation. But speaking of which, you know, there's a super chat down there. Y'all want to donate a little super chat? The choice is yours. I'm just letting you know it's there. I'm just letting you know it's there. Ansel Jones says that's when bones stop popping out of the closet. Oh. Well. Ooh. Yeah. But yeah, when you let people know how much money you make or how much money you spent, you can't even tell people how much money you saved. Some people try to do it like that. I don't know. Some people just can't help letting everybody know that they're doing well. And I'm not mad at them. I just know that it can be dangerous to do so. It can be dangerous to do so. You know, like, listen, if you're proud of yourself, you have accomplished things, you're making moves, you're doing your thing out there. You really are. Your blessings are definitely intact. You may even be a good person. But being out there telling people how much money you make can make you a victim. Back in the day, we used to call them a Vic. Yo, you a Vic. And we used to say, you know, we won't Vic them. Now, I've never Vic'd anybody. But that's what it meant. A Vic. V-I-C. Because, you know, victim is spelled V-I-C-T-I-M. Thanks for the super chat, Carol. Look, I was low key begging and it worked. Appreciate it mucho. You the best. That's why you mi favorita. So, and she says, just because I was begging. Yes, I gotta remind y'all. Politicians use the bully pulpit. I'm using the beggy pulpit. Don't preachers be begging? Pastor be begging. Y'all need the tithe. Let me tell y'all why y'all tithe. Y'all tithe because the Lord say you're supposed to give up 10%. And when you give up your 10% of your income, you're going to get blessings tenfold. So whatever you give up, 10 times that will be what you receive. However, I can give you a receipt for what you gave. What you get back tenfold is a little subjective. It's a little subjective, you know. It's a little subjective. What's up, Francis Ephraim? Thanks for coming through. And she asks, what do you mean? You have to be clear. What do I mean by what? Now, there are a lot of people out here who just can't resist telling people how much they make. There are plenty of people out here that just can't resist telling people how much they make. I made it, boy. We out here winning. We winning out here. Look at us. Look at this. You know, you watch music videos, and they got big piles of money, big fat knots. They not even knots. These are stacks. These are the types of money that you need to put in the money counter. No. Carol says, please look at me as poor. But a lot of people who have actually been poor, a lot of people who have really struggled, came from humble means, you know, maybe really grew up poor. Once they start making it out here, they feel free and they want to share how well that they're doing. what I think is interesting is that they'll tell you how good they're doing and how much they make, but they won't tell you how you can make some money. So it'd be like, man, you know, like Floyd Mayweather, Floyd Money Mayweather. He says hard work and dedication. I'm like, yo, man, that's not enough. You're not telling nobody how to get anything. You gotta share a little bit more like than that, especially when you're running around here acting like somebody who never had anything. Because the kind of money he flashes, you're not going to get that by knocking somebody upside their head, putting them at gunpoint, or even robbing their house. No. Francis says, okay, Ansel says, going live while shopping on vacation. I've seen people do it. Francis Ephraim says, you have to be money before you get money. You have to be money before you get money? What does that mean? Are you saying that's what I said? Because if that's what I said, no, I didn't say that. Okay, they erased it. Okay. Yeah. Some people just really want you to know how well they're doing. They want you to know that they got it going on. They're happy for themselves. And I can't blame them, especially if you have a family. You know, you have a family, and they're proud of you, and they should be proud of you for doing well. But you have to protect yourself. You have to watch out. You have to watch out for these predators out here because there are plenty. You know what I meant to tell you? I mean, listen, listen, y'all can call into the show. If you would like to call into the show, express yourself, you know, get on the mic. You can yell, scream, holler, cry, be happy, tell a story, share knowledge, whatever. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199. You can call in, press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. 319-527-6199. I'm sorry I waited so long in the show to tell y'all that. But, yeah, you can call. Thanks for putting the number in the chat. But, yeah, you can call into this show live. That's one of the benefits of calling it, you know, to watching this show. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you'll know when we come on. But, yeah, 319-527-6199. Okay, Francis said, you have to buy needs, then wants. Oh, okay. So you're saying that you should take care of your responsibilities before you start, you know, buying things, material items, things, you know, before you start spending money on the fun, you should take care of your bills and the things that are really pressing up front. I believe that. I definitely support that. But let me ask you this, Francis. Do you believe that your needs and your wants can be the same thing? Do you think that there's a chance for your needs and your wants to be perfectly aligned with each other? Like, if you don't have heat in your house and you live in a place that's cold, you want to be warm and you need to be warm. So that's a need and a want. Or do you disagree? Because you might disagree, and I won't be mad at you if you disagree. But let's take something else that a lot of people may disagree with. Love. A lot of people say that you don't need love, but you want love. I disagree. I think that love is a want and a need. Because, and the reason that I say it is because I've seen the way that people act when they don't have love or when they've never been loved. People who have never had love in their lives, they're often bitter. They're often jealous-hearted. Sometimes they're very predatory. People who haven't been loved will definitely steal from you and not feel a damn thing. Well, nobody loved me. I figured I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't. No, nobody loved me anyway, so I take what I want. He left it there, and he obviously had it to give, so I took it. The heck? Y'all talking about being old? Wait, when did the subject of getting old come up? What are we talking about? What are we talking about? But yeah, so I'm asking Frances, does she think, it could be a man. But if, you know, whether you are male or female, I'm not sure, and I don't want to mislabel you. But I just want to ask, do you think that wants and needs can be the same thing? Or do you think that they're always different? But I do agree that you should take care of the things, the more pressing, you should prioritize the more pressing things before you start spending things on recreation. Okay. I definitely hope I get that old Carol. I ain't on front. Yeah, I definitely want to get there. You know what I mean? The way things are out here with all these crazy, crazy illnesses and things like that. You know, you could go any day now. And I don't take my life for granted. I don't take life itself for granted. And so Jones says, misery loves company. I'd rather be lonely. Carol says, Stacy, but I look good for 70, sis. Ain't no doubt. As a matter of fact, Carol shared a photo of her little 70-year-old self. Oh, man. Yeah. That's what 70 is doing these days? Well, look, it's 70. Well.
Some things deserve energy and some things don't even deserve energy. But now, like I said, some people just can't help telling what they have and what they're getting and how much they spent. But I think it's really interesting how we look at people who either are flashy or cheap or whatever we think they are, the way that we view them. For example, we have some celebrities out here who will tell you how much money they have, like a Floyd Mayweather, always talking about, you know, well, he doesn't necessarily say how much money he has, but he'll show you, you know, running around with duffel bags full of money, wheelbarrows full of money, all that kind of stuff. And I think it's really, really setting a bad example for the youth, because the youth are not going to learn how to box and handle their business. Most boxers have not made the kind of money that Floyd Money Mayweather has made. So he's had to use his brain as well as his physical skills in order to become wealthy, because he's not rich. He's wealthy. Wealthy. Um,
Oh, boy. I'm feeling like Kermit the Frog right now. Care Bear says, I don't want anyone to know what I make. You shouldn't. Only thing that needs to be concerned, that people need to be concerned with, is whatever pertains to them. Like, look, I can only buy this amount of Girl Scout cookies. I can't buy all of them. I can buy this many. So give me the mint Johns. Give me the mint things. And give me the Samoans, and them buttery cookies. What they call them? The Girl Scout cookies, the buttery ones. You know, I don't have a whole lot of money. I can't be. I need buttery. The Girl Scout cookies. The Girl Scout cookies. Give me. Look, I I'm not gonna buy your whole inventory of Girl Scout cookies. I didn't win the lottery. I got a new job. I got a raise. I got a promotion. I don't even want these nasty ass cookies. Y'all need to have these Girl Scout cookies need to have throwback Girl Scout cookies. Speaking of Girl Scout cookies and the topic of discussion, ever noticed that the Girl Scouts never say how much money they made off of those Girl Scout cookies? Have you ever noticed? How come we never get to see the books with the Girl Scout cookies? All you know is that your little brownie daughter, or if she stayed in the Girl Scouts long enough, she became a Girl Scout, and she sold these cookies. You sold the cookies at your job. You sold the cookies at church. You sold the cookies on the corner. I've seen mothers set up shop on a North Philly street corner. At the bus stop, getting Girl Scout money, Girl Scout cookie money. How much money do you get to keep for all of your labor and your community service? None. That's how much you get. Your little Girl Scout is learning how to raise money like a politician. Thousands of dollars she raised. And you helped her. Thousands of dollars. How much y'all get to keep from them cookies? None. What kind of life lesson are they teaching with the Girl Scouts? But they won't let you see their books. How much money does the Girl Scouts make from the cookies, y'all? How come we never know? Every other place where you make donations, they give you a goal. This is how much money we want to make. They have a whole banner. Our goal, and as you give money, they show you how close you are to the goal. Am I lying? All other companies, when they ask for donations, when they ask for money, they tell you how much money they want, how much money they need, and they tell you, this is how much we've made so far. We're close to our goal. Get out there and sell them cookies. Get out there and sell them cookies. Don't act like you a rookie. You a pro. Sell some cookies. Let's go. You only sold a couple 100 boxes. Yo, you better get up out there like the foxes. You got to act like you're eating the chicken. We need more chicken. Girl Scouts don't tell you how much money they make. We need to be like Girl Scouts, getting thousands. Probably millions of dollars they make every year selling Girl Scout cookies. And they ain't told you that they made a dime. $4 a box, baby. And it's not only $4 a box. Some people sell them for $4 a box. Some people sell them for up to $6 a box. You don't believe me? All right. You don't believe me? I'm gonna show you. Because I Googled it the other day. How much do Girl Scout cookies cost now?
$6. According to Pittsburgh Tribune Review, boxes cost $6, up from $5 last year. The cookies will be available until March 24th. Emily Ruffing, Public Relations and Marketing Coordinator for Girl Scouts Western Pennsylvania, said the price increase will allow for more Girl Scouts resources and experiences.
It will allow for more Girl Scouts expenses and resources? Oh, God! Oh, God! How much money y'all need? $6 a box? I will never eat Girl Scout cookies again. I'm boycotting Girl Scout cookies. I don't care what y'all say. I'm getting all the money, ain't giving shit back. Pennsylvania said the price increase will allow for more Girl Scouts resources and experiences. Eat a dick. They get that little picnic. They get that little picnic in the spring. Like, yo, you did a great job selling all those cookies. Now you don't get shit, but some little cookout food. That's what you get, and you get a little award. If I was y'all, I would sell Girl Scout cookies and pop. I'll sell all the cookies. You get two thirds. I'm gonna take one. That's our pay. That's how I'm gonna teach my little girl. That's how I'm gonna teach my little girl how business works. You don't sell everything and get nothing. Fuck out of here. With a price increase, where's your overhead? How do you justify a price increase on Girl Scout cookies? How? How? You don't have no overhead. You're not paying nobody. Only people who get paid is the bakery and whoever does the packaging. They the only ones who get paid. And I know they getting paid the low. Girl Scout cookies making too much money. Girl Scout cookies making too much money. Girl Scout cookies making too much money. The girl out there selling them cookies, it ain't funny. You will make less money selling ass. You gonna make less money selling ass, and it ain't that the ass ain't pretty, but you're not gonna make as much money as the Girl Scouts in the city. Cause they ain't got a penny to sell. They ain't got no story to tell. You sold them goddamn cookies like you're pro, not a rookie. Yeah, you made sure you sold a lot and feel good you got nothing coming in your bank account. Called up your account. You had nothing, no amount. And the thing that you did was kind of foul. That shit was kind of crazy. But I know that I'll take one-third of the money that I sold. And that shit is going to have keep my house from getting cold. And it's looking kind of good for us because I made sure that I made a I made sure that I made her. Well, let's just say this. My little girl's going to be good come prime time. Y'all tripping. Oh, yeah. They do have the bootleg Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, at the dollar store. They do. And it almost looked like the same box. Get them all year round. Well. And they don't cost no $6 a box. I'll tell you that shit. They don't cost $10 a box. And I'm going to tell you that shit. But the Girl Scouts don't tell you how much money they make. Why you got to tell the state how much money you make? Are the Girl Scouts, by any chance, are the Girl Scouts like church? You know how church don't have to pay no taxes? Well, you know this is with the Girl Scouts. They don't be like, let's say in Philadelphia, the sales tax is $8. So you pay $6 a box. 6 times 8 is 48. Shouldn't it be 648? Well, the tax is already factored in. Just asking. I'm asking for a friend. I'm asking for a friend. Read the rest of the comments. Learn something, bruh. Okay, wait. Okay, got no taxation without representation. Yeah, I don't even like the cookies. Okay, but it says they find international. Oh, they fund international trips and other stuff that I'm. Fuck out of here! It's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. That's my point. It's not enough. You're not getting nothing. You're not getting enough. Because even when you go on those trips that they fund, your parents still got to pay for shit. They shouldn't have to pay for nothing. You know why? Because they should get money from selling them. That's what I'm saying. No. No. First of all, them cookies don't taste good enough for no $4 a box, $5 a box, and absolutely not no $6 a box. The corner store cookies, the lemon, y'all know what I'm talking about. The corner store cookies, the lemon, the peanut butter, even the strawberries taste better than all them goddamn Girl Scout cookies. They do. And you get a lot more in the pack. I mean, my man back in the day, he used to tear them cookies up. He liked the lemon joints. He liked the lemon joint. It's not enough. They stealing money. I said them poor children be out in any weather too. Yeah, they do. They do. Kevin says, and they paid for art and videography classes at Columbia and Marymount Colleges. Money. Kevin says, as a senior girl, I was offered college scholarships. Yeah, they give out scholarships. So does the NAACP. So does your local church. So a lot of people give out scholarships. I'm talking about your direct labor. Is it really a scholarship if you did all of the work? Is that a scholarship? You know, when you go get a job, your pay is your compensation package. That's what HR calls it. Your compensation package. They don't even say your pay. This is your compensation. Your contribution is this, which is your job, and this is your compensation. Well, where's your compensation for Girl Scout cookies? Because you're very, very undercompensated. Give me my money. Tell me you give me a scholarship, and I didn't already pay for my scholarship. It's not a scholarship. My baby just got a scholarship. She got a couple of scholarships to some colleges. She ain't have to put in no money. She ain't have to sell no cookies. She got good grades. That's what she was supposed to do. It's going to keep me from having to pay. I'm just saying. And the bottom line is, we was talking about how the Girl Scouts don't tell you how much money they make. And I can see the motivation for their secrecy. Do you know what we would be expecting the Girl Scouts to do if they opened up their books and told us how much money they making from them Girl Scouts? Do you know? I'm about the money and I'm not about the money at the same time. But what you're not going to do is you're not going to jerk me. If the Girl Scouts said, if they released their books about how much money they make selling Girl Scout cookies, those scholarships wouldn't be sufficient. Like, nah. Y'all getting too much money. Just like the church. Why you think it's a separation between church and state? If the church told you how much money they actually make with tithes and all of that shit, if they actually had to pay the state in taxes, it would be ugly. But I remember when I was 19 years old, picture it. Here I am, 19 years old, working, First Pennsylvania Bank, 30th Street and Market Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I was a proof operator sitting at a proof machine for 5 hours a day after finishing my college classes from 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Friday evening. And I would see the checks coming in from Monday morning because I had to encode the number of the amount of the check onto the checks that came in. And so I would get a bundle coming from church. I guess it was tithing money, communion, whatever it was. I used to be like, God damn, they getting cold money. Them Sundays was looking right. It gave me an education that I will never forget. They educated me real well. They made me start looking at church differently, like, that's untaxed money. That's untaxed money, tax-free. They getting paid every single dime. Drug dealers getting this money. Church is getting that money. I ain't mad at church, but if they had to open their books, a lot of people would feel differently about tithing too, I think. Even though you can see how much, you can see a lot of the money that churches are making, especially when they expand the church. When you have mega churches like in Philly, you know, when E9 built a compound over there in Mount Airy, when Sharon Baptist built a little thing over there, I guess you could call that West Philly. Western Philly? How about that? Western Philly. Ansel Joseph, I'm over here voguing. I said picture it. Picture it. You know what I mean? 19 years old, they gave me an education, man. I ain't never forget it. I'm never going to forget it. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, just subscribe to the channel yet. Hit the notification bell. Look out. Do the damn thing. We about to get on out of here in a few minutes. We about to get out of here in a few minutes. So, really, DiCaprio Amore? Really? Okay. Can't see the picture. Is that it? Okay. Care Bear says only one pastor in my life shared how much the church made. It was probably a smaller church. Because if he was getting money like that, he ain't telling. But it's all good though. The Girl Scouts ain't telling how much money they making. Churches ain't telling how much money they making. Why are you telling how much money you're making? That's your money. You don't want your uncle to break the padlock off your door and steal your shrimp and swirly and bamboo earrings with the name in the middle. Then I think your uncle need not to see you wearing those earrings or know that you're not home. You had to go to work. Yeah. Here it is. You got your little after-school job. You left your earrings at the crib. You knew your uncle was a crackhead. You put the padlock on your door. The latch in the padlock. Uncle, you can't stop an uncle. He went in through the window. I ain't worried about it. He climbed right there up on the porch, went in through the window. You came in like, yo, where my earrings at? Nobody broke in because the latch is steel. You know Uncle Steel. Uncle Steal. Oh, Kevin says it was the big house of prayer in Brooklyn. Well, how you know he's telling the truth? How you know? I mean, he might have been. How do you know? I mean, he might not have even had the ability to tell the truth because you have to factor in everything, like all of the tithes that come in on Sundays, the ones that the people mail in, a lot of people send their tithes in. They got Cash App now, PayPal. Church is on some bullshit. Carol said, can't stop a crackhead. You sure can't. Well, these new ones, should I say these existing ones, you might be able to stop them. But the old school ones, no. Unstoppable. Is unstoppable. Carol says, at least she says something, Omar. Most don't. That's true. That's true. Shout out, you know what? Shout out to Reverend Slick for telling you how much, you know. Shout out to Revy Rev. You know what I mean? I'm going to stop hating. Shout out to Revy Rev. But most churches do not share with their members, or should I say the congregation, nor anyone else, how much money they bringing in. It would make you start looking at church in a different light, and you might be a little compelled to, you know, keep your money in your pocket. Like, y'all already got paid. But we give money to celebrities who are already paid. We do. I'm gonna get a little controversial, and then we gonna do these birthday shout outs and we gonna get on up out of here. But you know, I know our people, and when I say our people, I'm talking about the black and the brown. We give money to millionaires before we give money to people who really need it. We do. These celebrities come out with their own brand of whatever, whether it's clothing or some type of accessories or whatever. Whatever they do, they put their name on it and we buy it. And those celebrities, each and every one who has come out with a line of whatever, has been a millionaire already. And here you are making five figures. And here you are running to buy their shit. Some of those celebrities tell you how much money that they make. Some of it's public. You know, you can Google how much, what the net worth of such and such, or who and who is making. But when you see it, it doesn't stop you from adding to their tally. But your next door neighbor, your family members and all of them, you know, you get tight with your pocketbook when it comes to them. I just think it's an interesting phenomenon. Carol says, I buy from small black businesses first. And as you should, and I think that's a good idea. But my point is, Rihanna is a great singer, isn't she? But how does she make her real money? How did she become a billionaire, Rihanna? How did she become a billionaire? It sure wasn't from that Umbrella song. Ella, Ella, A. She didn't even write that song. Shout out to The Dream. He wrote that song. Work, 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 work. No. She became a billionaire because of the product she sold. And we bought that shit. Kanye West, good rapper, great producer. How did he become a billionaire? I'll give you a hint. Y'all know he became a billionaire from the Yeezys. Soon as the Yeezys, you know, went down last year, he didn't have $1 billion no more. He was a multi-billionaire with the Yeezys. You take away the Yeezys, $400 million. Like a lot of performers. Great money, but we contributed. Did you need Rihanna for underwear? I'm not saying that anything is wrong with her underwear, her line, her clothing line. Nothing's wrong with it. But did you need that? Was it the best that you've ever seen? Did it fit you better than any other clothing line that you've ever tried? you know, people who do clothing for a living, where it's their first job. Did it make you feel the way that buying from Rihanna? I'm not mad at Rihanna. I'm not mad at Kanye. But the bottom line is, we support millionaires and make them into billionaires. But our fellow man, you know. Remember back in 2016 with Colin Kaepernick and the whole kneeling, the NFL kneeling thing? Remember how they were saying that he was blackballed from the NFL? And remember, we didn't know the whole story. So all of these people sent in money and donations for Colin Kaepernick, and they were trying to get him inducted back into the NFL. Oh, he's better than this quarterback and that quarterback. Why did that quarterback get signed? And they're not giving Colin Kaepernick a contract. Here you are kneeling and boycotting the NFL that wasn't even responsible for what he was kneeling about. But here you are boycotting the NFL and making sure that you don't buy any NFL accessories or, you know, things like that. And plenty of y'all sent in money to Colin Kaepernick, who was already a billionaire. A millionaire. He was making $15 million a year. I believe that was his rookie contract. Would you fight for your neighbor's job? When your brother, your sister, your cousin, your neighbor, when they got fired, and it wasn't, if there was some controversy about why they got fired, did you go out there and protest? Did you demand that they get rehired? Have you ever done anything like that? But people did it for the NFL. NFL doesn't tell you how much money they make. It's public, but you don't know how much the NFL makes. You know how much each team makes. Oh, hold on, before I speak on that, let me see. What's the worth of the NFL? What's the net worth of the NFL?
According to Us USA, the 2021 proved that this was only a prelude to the league's fastest start to a prosperous year in a long time, with the market value of the NFL's most valued franchises increasing proportionally. Fast forward 2 years later, the combined value of all 32 NFL teams is currently $142.87 billion.
$142 billion. A thousand pardons. And I still don't think that they told you how much money they really make. That's what's on the books. $142.87 billion. Roughly $143 billion. Chavez says, do you like red? Sure. Carol says, not me. He had much more than I probably ever had. Remember, he was the only one getting paid anyway. That's why he kept his mouth shut the whole time. He never told you to boycott the NFL. He never said that. There was a reason he didn't say it. Nike was already paying him. And then he got a settlement. Nobody got paid off of all that boycotting except for him. And it was people who were broke doing all the supporting. I just think it's a little. Aunt Cookie. Oh, Aunt Cookie, the crackhead came back. That's what's up, Aunt Cookie. Yeah, we about to do these birthday shout-outs and get on up out of here. But you know, Aunt Cookie, the crackhead, says, I like your new background. It's the same background as yesterday. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. I can't. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were bored on this glorious. February 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. Wanda Taylor turning 54 years old today. And also Linda Second Page Washington, happy birthday to you. And Debbie Reynolds, happy birthday to you. And my baby brother, I can't believe this boy is 33 years old. T Ready. And he has another page. T Say Go. And his name is Terrence. My baby brother Tance turning 33 years old today. And also Shelly Hicks turning 73 years old today. And Albert Stacy turning 62 years old today. And Derek Gathers turning 57 years old today. And also, go get her, my girl Donna Kirkland, happy birthday to you. And also, last but not least, also a go getter singer extraordinaire, be doing her thing overseas. She conquered Europe. My girl Kim Covington turning 61 years old today. Kim Covington. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 11th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all, turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, I said, oh, yeah. I said, go hard, go for yours. Remember, yo, man, don't tell nobody how much money you make. You set yourself up to get robbed, to get borrowed from, to have to pay more than you normally pay. You know what? One thing I didn't talk about when you talk, when people know how much money you make, people who perform services for you will often overcharge you, or charge you more than they would charge somebody who they know doesn't have it like that, when they know you have it like that. For all of my people who live out in big houses out in the burbs, you know that when contractors come to do work for you on your house, they want to overcharge you. Why? Because they see money. They see three luxury cars in the driveway, in a three-car driveway. They see a pool in the back. They see access. And they're thinking excess because you can afford it. You come to a little row home and down in the hood, you know what I mean? They know you ain't got it like that. So they ain't going to charge you like that. But they still want the work, so they're going to do it like that. I mean, you have somebody come do work on your house. You can't hide how much the house costs, how much it's worth. You can't hide how successful you have been. But just know, You can still play the, listen, man, you know, I moved out here, but, you know, this house is in foreclosure. But just before it goes into foreclosure, I want you to build this deck out back. Like, your house is going into foreclosure, but you want to build a deck? Yeah, because I'm going to try to do a short sale just before I lose the house. And I want the property, I want to be able to sell it for a lot of money. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night, but it's going to be late tomorrow night. So Monday, we probably won't be on before 1 a.m. No bullshit. And I don't mean 1 a.m. Monday. It'll be like 1 a.m. Tuesday, but I'll consider it to be Monday night. You know how it goes. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, I appreciate y'all coming through. One love. Enjoy y'all Saturday, the Super Bowl. Thanks, everybody who participated in the chat. All right, so Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here.